Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all day, super saiyan like I'm Goku. When I'm flying through the atmosphere, I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.
Alright, 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 alright. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Moonday. Moonday, Monday, February the 25th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to break down the three keys to establishing a magnetic purpose-based business. This is a conclusion, a summary of the pay-per-view series that we just did, which is how to establish a digital product. Today, we want to talk about three keys that's extremely important, and that is email magnetization, lead magnetization, and product magnetization. This, brothers and sisters, regardless of whatever you're doing in life, you need these three keys in order to establish a digitized life, a purpose-based life, and more importantly, a monetized life, or a life that brings about fruit, that brings about freedom, and brings about faith. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important because we're in a day and an age. I talked about the digital fork and the spiritual fork in the road, where we have to choose between what path we're going to take, between purpose-based and technology or technological. Now, there's nothing wrong with technology. Let's be perfectly clear. I do recommend technology, but I don't recommend technology at the expense of purpose, because purpose overrides technology when it comes to establishing something that is magnetic. So when we're talking about magnetic, you know, I'm not looking for a easy life. A lot of people are looking for an easy life. A lot of people want to check out of life. Excuse me, I had to grab some water here. It's really interesting because there's a lot of people that are, you know, life is hard. Their job is hard. Relationships is hard. Going to the gym is hard. You know, establishing wisdom or finding truth is hard. A lot of people are stressed because of a lack of magnetization. So when I think of a magnet, I want to talk about these three keys that's extremely important to establishing this magnetized, purpose-based life, because it is a life. My business, my busyness is my business. So I'm busy, but that is the business. I'm in the business of being busy. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So the thing that keeps me protected, if you will, from distractions is the busyness. And people want to create a business that is automated to the point where you have all this time and money just to go out and get into trouble. Now, I'm not trying to check out of life. I'm hearing a promotion. There's a lot of rhetoric about establishing a business that is, you know, hands-free. And I can understand that desire to have a business that is so automated that you don't do nothing. You just do it once, and, you know, then you just get some clever marketing techniques. You get some opt-in pages, and you get this, that, and the other to, I'm going to use the word encourage people to participate in your program. And I'm all for lead generation, and I'm all for opt-ins, and I'm all for automation. I'm all for making life easy, but I don't want to make life lazy. I don't want to be – I like being engaged. I like being immersed. I like waking up every day and having a positive impact on people's lives, because the people see my worth and my value, so that they see my magnetic personality, my charisma that comes from my Christ or my Christos, because my carbon has been converted into crystalline or crystals. So it's like taking a coal and turning it into gold. Take your coal and turn it into a gold, or again, still diamond. Yeah, you could say that as well, but we want to take something that's rough and want to polish it. So today we're going to go over the three keys to establishing a polished magnetic business, which, again, I'm going to include this in the series that I just did on how to create a magnetized, how to create a monetized, and how to create a maximized digital product. And the way that you do that is, number one, you need a email generating, a marketing or magnetic system. So everybody has to have an email marketing lead generation system. Now, marketing and magnetism are the same thing. It's just magnetism is marketing without effort. Effort being work. Marketing is, again, if we go all the way back to my metaphysical marketing class and course that I did way back in the day, I talked about lead generation. I talked about, you know, sales and marketing, customer service, product alignment, product development. We talked about all of the keys, and the keys are the tools that's needed in order to maximize and to monetize your specific space or your business. And today we want to talk about, you know, when we talk about email marketing, there's an email lead generation device that's not a device. It's just simply you emails. Everybody should have a email magnet. This draws people to your or to give you their email address. Now, how do you get people to give you their email address? They want you to email them. They look forward to your email because it's not a lead generating device. You're not selling anything. So when I talk about, again, email marketing, I'm talking about email magnetizing or email magnetization. Now, that's a lot different from email marketing. So we want to talk about, you know, email lead generating that allows you to generate emails because people see your worth and your value because you're providing useful content that's called problem solving. So I talked about this in the course or in the class when I asked everyone, what is it that you know that you wish or that you would like or that you hoped everyone else knew? So the way that you generate emails, is for you to produce, for you to post, for you to create, for you to position yourself in the marketplace as an expert. And how do you become an expert? Well, make sure that you're in the right market. What's the right market? Question number two, what is it that I am better at than most sixth graders? What do I know that most 75 and over people don't know? Because when you ask that question, that takes away your competition, if you will, that makes most people stay in Groundhog's Day because they are afraid to move forward because they have competition. So sixth grade and below, no competition. 75 and older, no competition. Even though you won't be marketing to those groups, you have to get past your inertia because your brain is telling you you're not relevant because your brain is going to tell you the same thing that my brain told me for 20 years. You can't go to Harvard and teach biochemistry. That is true. However, I could have went to my children's elementary school and taught biochemistry because no sixth graders and below know nothing about biochemistry. I could have went to an old folks home and talked to a group of senior citizens and explained biochemistry to a group of senior citizens because all of the stuff that I'm talking about, epigenetics and all this stuff, all of that's new. Excuse me, that wasn't around in during their day. So in order to get people to give you their email address, you got to produce content that solves problems. Now, there's two, and this gets into my sales funnel that I talked about during the class. So you don't want to build. Now, again, you can, but this is the entry level. This is the poor man's guide to establishing an online business that generates well over $100,000 a year without any cost. Everything that I do, there's zero cost. Zero cost. The cost of goods are zero. No cost. Now, once you get up and running and you're making $100,000, $200,000, then you want to go buy some fancy marketing opt-in programs that produce, email lead generation, the three keys that we're talking about today. You can automate your email generating process. You can automate your lead generating process. You can also automate your product delivery and even automation process. That's the three steps to establish a purpose-based electromagnetic automated business. That's what I have. But my purpose-based electromagnetic automated business, it is magnetized, it is monetized, and it is maximized without spending $30,000 a month on advertising. My advertising costs are zero. So now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important, my brothers and sisters, because what's missing in the marketplace is magnetization. So the way that you magnetize yourself is you must define your mind. You must define your mind. So when I speak as one having authority, dunamis power, because I'm speaking to an audience that knows less than I do in that subject matter. So when I spoke in Sunday morning service, I was speaking to a group, and then this was a church service. So even though it was more, again, about establishing a message that brought about spiritual freedom than it was establishing monetary benefit. However, if you have spiritual substance, you are guaranteed to get monetary benefit. That's why you can kill two birds with one stone. Why not establish some spiritual knowledge and get paid at the same time? So that's what I have. Now, I have something that establishes spiritual knowledge, and it also establishes wisdom and relationship and exercise and monetize. So I got the best of four worlds. So that's the system that I have in place for you to be able to do that. So number one, email magnetization. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean? That means that you today go to your YouTube channel, go to Facebook, go to LinkedIn, go to TubeMogul, go to Twitter, go to, you know, what's the one I'm leaving out, Instagram, and all of the other platforms, and go to YouTube, I mean, go to Google, type your subject in, click on enter, find a image that pertains to your subject. Now, if you go to my Facebook page right now, today, you're going to see like 10 posts that I did today, like just like an hour ago. And if you look at all 10, go to my Instagram page, you're going to see the same thing. I'm not asking for anything. I post a picture of a lion that says, give the world a reason to remember your name. Now, it's a picture of a lion, and I have something that makes people think. Give the world a reason to remember your name. That's how you get email address. Then I post another picture of a lion with the word, a king isn't born, he's made. And then I post another picture of a lion that says, take a deep breath and remember who the blank you are. Now, where did I get these images from? I got them off Facebook. I got them off Google. I went to Google and I typed in, you know, self-improvement. I typed in self-help quotes. I clicked on images and it pulled up a bunch of quotes. I found a quote that pertains to my niche. I copied that image and I posted it. It cost me no money. And I posted it on my Facebook channel, Instagram, in LinkedIn, Snapchat, all over the place. Why? I'm establishing my email list. Well, Brother Will, nobody gave you an email list. Remember the sales funnel. I got to get people, I got to share relevant content in the form of product service information. Now, images, notice my voice is not on there. My voice is not on there. It's an image. I didn't produce that image. I took it off of Google for free. Now, brothers and sisters, I need you to understand, because a lot of people are working too hard. Lead generation. This is number two. Number one, email. I have an intention when I post on Facebook. That's why I bring about what I intend. I'm not posting stuff on Facebook because I want Facebook likes. I'm posting stuff on Facebook because I want people to email me. So when I post it on Facebook, so that way people can see it, and guess what happens? Excuse me. They subscribe, or they befriend me on Facebook, or they subscribe to my Instagram or Twitter. So I get people, again, I'm drawing people in. This is lead generation. Number one, you have an email magnet. Number two, you need a lead magnet. Now, a lead is a potential, number three, customer or client. They are potential. They ain't brought nothing yet. I have a plethora of potential clients. So how many potential clients do you got? Okay, for me, all I got to do is I go to my Facebook page, and I look at my Facebook page, and at the top of your Facebook page, it says something called friends. Now, are these really my friends? No. I don't know half of the people. I'm going to say 90% of the people on my Facebook page right now that are on my friends. They say my friends. They say that they are my friends based upon Facebook's definition of friends. Based upon my definition of friends, they're not my friends. They don't call me on my birthday. They haven't came to my house. They haven't met my kids. I haven't went out to dinner with them. Now, everybody on this call, most of the people that's listening to me today, I would consider you a friend. Why? You are part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You've purchased a product, service, or information from me. So therefore, you've went through this process knowingly or unknowingly. That's how you purchased my Dear Kinnear Report. Everybody that's listening to this call today, you've probably purchased something from me. How? You went through this process and you didn't even know. You went through the magnetization. You went through the monetization. You went through the magnetization. How? First, email magnetization. Second, lead, potential lead magnetization. A lead is a potential client, which is four is product or client magnetization. Those are the three steps in order for you to create digital products that sell and service themselves. Now, when I say sell and service themselves, that don't mean I'm sitting on a beach like all of these online marketers are promoting, and I just sit and I just check my laptop and check and see how much money I made. Now, I could set my business up that way, but I actually enjoy the engagement because it's purpose-based. It's not product-driven. My business is not driven by product. My business is driven by, purpose. Purpose-based. So I am busy because busy is business. So my busyness is my business. I am not busy checking emails and corresponding with people because we just talking about loving hip-hop and the Basketball Wives or the Dallas Cowboys or the San Antonio Spurs or the New England Patriots. I don't email back and forth and talk about sports. I don't talk about religion. I don't talk about Donald Trump. I don't talk about the wall. I don't talk about what's going on in Venezuela. I don't talk about what's going on in the Middle East. I don't talk about with the, you know, the Russian and whether the Russians and Trump are in conclusion or collusion or whatever they call it. So what do I talk about in my email? My products, which is my purpose. When I talk about email magnetism, the way that you get emails, by posting relevant stuff with people who they will ask the question. And if you notice the people that are on my Facebook page, when they start asking questions, I will answer the question and tell them for more information, email me at. I never solicit an email the way they do with the opt-in page. Now, I'm not against it. I will probably do that at some point in time, but you don't want to start there. You want to start a relationship with people based upon your purpose. See, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is about many people and one purpose. See, there's many members, but there's one body. There's one God. So you can have many people, but that should be one purpose. What my purpose is to be, my purpose is to identify error and replace it with truth. Error in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So if you're doing something in your relationship and it is an error, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to send you a post. I'm going to send you something. I'm not going to give you the entire solution. I'm going to give you something to make you ask the question, because I'm going to send you something and you're going to ask me the question. Like, again, go my Facebook page today. I'm posting all of this stuff about lions, because remember, the disposition of the lion, he's the king of the jungle. So you got to have the disposition of the lion. You got to have the vision of the eagle. So I posted a picture that said, your words mean nothing when your actions are the complete opposite. I posted another picture that says, become so confident in who you are that no one's opinion, rejection, or behavior can rock you or change you. Now, all of this is this morning. I post another picture of my book christened, and I put a little comment. There is a difference between knowing God and believing in God. There is a difference between the church age and the kingdom age. Email me when you are ready. And I put my email address, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I didn't ask for anything. I post a picture of the cover of my book, christened. And on the cover of my book is the picture of the human brain and the picture of a laminin and the picture of the snake's DNA. Now, on the cover of that book, that cover, if I know nothing about laminin, if I know nothing about CSF, the cerebrospinal cord fluid, if I know nothing about the serpent's DNA, because remember, if you are in skin, you are the snake's skin. So if you go back, as I talked about on Sunday morning when I preached and I shared, that the mistake that the church is making is they're preaching against sin, sin being good and evil. They're telling you don't fornicate, don't commit adultery. They got the 10 thou shalt nots. Those are the 10 activating mechanisms of the flesh. If you want to guarantee that your flesh has more power than your spirit, try to keep the 10 commandments. Read the 10 commandments. Talk about the 10 commandments. Why is that? Because the brain does not register the word not or no. So when you say, I am not going to overeat, the brain hears, the brain doesn't respond to negative affirmations. This is scientifically proven. The brain only responds to alkaline or alkalinity. The brain doesn't respond to anything that's acidic. So let me say that again. Even in your marketing, you cannot tell me, excuse me, you can, but I'm not going to respond. You cannot tell me the 10 things or 10 reasons why you should not eat fast food. You cannot tell me how fast food is going to kill me, because that's negative. You're telling me what's going to hurt me. Remember, I had a counterfeit conversion. I had a conversion. You're going to go to hell. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified, you're going to die and go to hell. I said, okay, I don't want to go there. So I came up. I got saved. What happened? I went out and I did everything that they said not to do. Don't believe me? If you got children, tell little Johnny, Johnny, don't touch the TV. What Johnny's going to do, he's going to touch the TV. Don't, any child, any parent knows this. Whatever you tell your children not to do, what do you think they're going to do? It's going to be burning in their brain. Tell your daughters, don't sleep around. See what happens. You know what I told my daughters? Just knock yourself out. If you want to have sex, knock yourself out. You know what they did? Well, maybe my oldest daughter, she tested the water a little bit. But the other two, yeah. I got one that's getting ready to be a sophomore in college. Still a virgin. I got my son, same thing, graduating from UT. I'm not talking theory. I'm talking theorem. I've already raised 13 kids. I know what the hell I'm talking about because I didn't read it in the book. If you want to guarantee failure, tell me what. Now, I'm grown. And if you tell me, like the church told me, don't study the Zodiac, what y'all think I did? Now I teach Zodiac constellations. The church says, do not read the Egyptian Book of the Dead or do not read the Gnostic text. What y'all think I did? First thing I did was went out and I brought the Lesser Keys of Solomon. I read every, I researched the Gnostic text. Everything that the Reverend Dr. Bishops told me not to do, that's the first thing I went out and did. Because the brain doesn't respond to negative affirmations. I'm still trying to figure out why the hell we still do that. I mean, maybe somebody can help me because I'm a little concerned. There's so much science out today that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can't use negative affirmations to bring about a positive result. The Bible says you cannot plant a negative seed and think you're going to get a positive fruit. The Bible says that a good tree brings forth good fruit. Now, am I reading the scriptures wrong? I'm confused. So you telling me negative statements, but you want me to bring about good behavior? Come on, man. I'm done. Can't do that no more. You cannot say negative statements and think you're going to bring about a positive result. So if you want to magnetize people, don't tell people that they're going to die tomorrow because there's chemtrails in the air. Tell them how they can live in spite of the fact there's chemtrails in the air. Tell me Wi-Fi is bad for me. Now, I'm not saying don't state the problem. I'm just saying don't preach the problem every day, all day, 24/7, 365, nonstop. Man, come on. You mean the problem, and you ain't got no freaking solutions, and you want me to overstand? That's not how it works. What? Let me rephrase that. That's not how I work. So magnetization means you got something that benefits me, man. Tell me that. I know I got a problem. Since I was a kid, Negroes been telling me I had a problem. But none of them Negroes could tell me the solution. And that's what's wrong with the church. That's what's wrong with the states of higher learning. That's what's wrong with politics. That's what's wrong with the government. That's what's wrong with our food industry. Lawyers now create problems. Doctors create disease. It's crazy. When the people that's supposed to solve problems actually create them. If anybody do not believe me, go to the grocery store. I mean, like, are you serious? Y'all been to Walmart lately? I can't find nothing that's edible. But yet it's a place where you're supposed to go buy food. Everything that's in a can, in a box, that's basically going to kill you. Slowly, but you're going to die. Guaranteed. Don't believe me. Just read the ingredients on the back of the can or the back of the box. and then even go over to the produce section. You cannot tell me, man. I was raised on a farm. Well, my grandmother had one. And when I went over there, the oranges, the pears, the fruit, the figs, I can't even find figs no more. I'm like, what happened to them? I grew up eating figs. I can't find marberries and dewberries. I can't find them. We used to pick marberries off the tree, dewberries off the ground. I asked kids today, what is a marberry and a dewberry? They don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. What happened to those? There's so many fruits and vegetables we can't even find anymore. And the taste now, like I used to eat an apple from my grandmother that was grew organic in the ground. The taste was off the chain. You go to a grocery store, these apples are huge, but they ain't got no taste. And you want to tell me that's natural? Come on, man. And they're selling it there, and it says organic. I know it's not organic because I've seen organic, and I've tasted organic. But these youngsters growing up, they don't know organic. So they go to the grocery store. They go to the produce section in the local grocery store. Even Whole Foods got sold out. I don't know if y'all know. They got brought out. So now you go to a place that's supposed to be. You got to find a local farmer. You got to go to those little mom and pop places if you're trying to eat healthy. Now, this is not about, diet. This is about magnetism. But the way you magnetize, brothers and sisters, don't try to solve every problem to every man and every woman. Simply answer this question. What is it that you know right now and that you've known almost since birth? It was started in your gut. And you've noticed it all through your life. And you wish everybody else knew. You may not even know the solution to it, but you know that this is a problem. You just noticed it. Just for some reason or another, that stands out to you because you saw it as a child growing up. And you've noticed this behavior. You noticed the way, like wealthy white people treat poor black people. You just say you just noticed it. And it just kind of, everybody else notices and they turn the other way. But you, for some reason or other, that bothers you. It doesn't bother nobody else, but it just bothers you. Maybe it's the way people, like for me, it was pets. I just didn't like the way, I had a hard time the way people treated animals. And I used to watch my grandmother go out and, boy, go out there and get that chicken. And then when she would take the eggs out, and she would just go into the hen house, the chickens would be flying all over, be pecking her on the arm. She just grabbed the eggs and just go into and just take them. And that bothered me because I'm six. That bothered me. So I'm asking you, what bothers you? There's something that's going on in the world today that bothers you. You mean to tell me you cool with everything? You mean to tell me there's nothing on earth bothers you? You like the way that the world is being run today? You like the fact that the haves and the have-nots. You mean to tell me you like the fact that they're still pushing fossil fuels on us? When they've had electrical cars, they got the engines that run off water. And there's no, I haven't seen that. There's engines, there's vehicles that run off of air, compressed air. How come I can't go buy a compressed air automobile? That doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother you. They can pull energy, unlimited energy out of thin air. Unlimited, you could run your entire house out of thin air for free. And yet we got to pay our local electrical company, our gas company, the water. But isn't water freezing? It's going to the ground, drill down deep enough, and you can just pull water out of the ground. Now, you can't even go in your backyard and just do that unless you live way out in Bumbuck, Egypt somewhere. Now, this is just examples of things that maybe or maybe not bothers you. But whatever it is, that's something that bothers you. So that's something that you know that you wish everybody else knew. Okay, bam, that's it. So you start posting stuff on social media because, again, we're talking online. I'm not saying that you go pick it. You don't go out in front of parenthood, if I can say it, and get you a little sign about if abortion bothers you, give me some pictures, man. Give me some facts about it. Why is it that, when I looked into it, when I go right now over to here in San Antonio, there's a subdivision called the Dominion. Now, the average property in the Dominion gated entry. You just can't go up there and just drive into to the Dominion. I think the average property, I'm talking about a little matchbox house in the Dominion, 1,000 square feet, probably gonna cost you about $2.5 million. Like all the stars, you know, all those professional athletes, all the people that got money, they all live in the Dominion. Now, on the way to the Dominion, I see Maserati dealers. I see, you know, Lexus dealers. I see all of the fancy car dealers. I don't see no liquor stores. I don't see no dialysis places. I don't see no chicken places. I don't see no parenthood on the way to the Dominion. Now, in reverse, on the way to the hood, to the black part of town, where you can get a 1,000-square-foot home for, you know, $70,000. And maybe a little bit more than that now, maybe about $80,000. You can probably get a 70,000-square-foot home here in Texas for under $100,000 in the hood. Now, on the way to the hood, there's a church on every corner. There's a liquor store across from the church. There's a chicken place right next to that. There's another, diabetes producing fast food restaurant right next to that. Then there's funeral homes all throughout the hood, right next to the dialysis center. And there's Planned Parenthood, but I don't see that on, you know, and you can't even say White Park, because there's a lot of, you know, professional athletes. So you just can't say in white part of town no more, because there's some black folks that live over there too that used to live in the hood. Then they signed that big, you know, David Robinson. He lives over there. I think Cummings, I think he's still here in San Antonio. So a lot of the Spurs, they live over there, and they look just like me. So what am I saying? Brothers and sisters, there is a market, whether it's for the people in the hood or the people on the way to the Dominion, the people that lives in the high rent district. So I am going to post, if I'm trying to market, I'm going to magnetize the number one question. What is it that I know that I wish everybody in the Dominion knew? Or what is it that I know that I wish everybody in the hood knew? For example, one of the things that I wish everybody in the Dominion, the rich part of town, knew that I know is, you can't take your money with you. I don't care how much money you make. When you die, they put you in the same box that they put a poor man in. So I wish everybody that was very affluent would share the methods by which they achieve their affluence with the people that are not affluent. Because that's what I do. So I used to be non-affluent. And I'm still not as affluent. Because, again, $1 million in California, yeah, versus $1 million here in Texas, two different things. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, you have to magnetize. You have to be able to tell me something that you know that I don't know. And when you say it, I'm going to stop and think. So when you go to my Facebook page, you see posts that make people stop and think. So the message I did Sunday, I talked about the constellations inside of a traditional church, where after the service, the pastor said, man, 25% of what you said, I understood. 75%, I had no idea. That's good, because why? He's considering. So if I talk, the book I have out called The Vatican Deception. In that book, I talk about things that's underneath the Vatican. I talk about the layout of the Vatican. I talk about what the word Vatican means. I talk about the word Rome, which is a place in Italy where the Vatican is located. But Rome, Italy, is actually Rome. It's actually R-O-A-M. It's not R-O-M-E. So the Vatican is designed for you to roam around and roam around and roam around. By the time you wake up and realize that you've been walking around in Groundhog's Day, it's time for you to die. And you D-Y-E and you come back and you roam around again. And then you D-Y-E again. And then you roam around. You get a Vatican religion. And you that's what I wish. So I wish everybody knew what I know about the Vatican. That's why I wrote a book. That's why I posted that on my Facebook page today. So that way people can see the book cover and ponder and think, okay, the Vatican deception. The key opens the five-pointed star. So if you've never, you don't even know what a five-pointed star is, you don't even know anything about the pentagram, you don't even know anything about the Baphomet. So if you read that, that should, for the people, again, who's interested, that generates a lead, because that's a favorable content. That's valuable content, and it's free. You need free, valuable content on your Facebook page. Free and valuable. You need free and valuable pictures on your Instagram page. Free and valuable. Now, I know taking pictures of little Johnny, I put pictures of me and my grandkids. I went and saw my son. He just moved into a new house, and I was so proud of him. So I went out, hung out with him, and I, you know, took some really short videos of me and the grandkids. Free. Is that valuable? Yeah. Who cares that I got grandkids? Who cares that I got a son? Not too much. So notice the amount of personal pictures like that that you see. Now, I do those because those are special events. My daughter got married. My daughter had a baby. So I posted pictures of the new grandbaby. That's okay. But I don't do that every day. You can't post pictures of you and your baby, you and your dog, you out at the beach, with your new hairdo, and you and your new $300 shoes, you and your new car. That's great. Post it. Then on the anniversary, talk about it. But the majority of your content, at least 90% of your post, should be lead generating. Number two, it should be free. Number one, it should be free. Number two, it should be valuable. Free and valuable. That's how you get emails. You're free and valuable, and then you get, and that's that number. That takes you, number one, get emails. Takes you to step number two. Post free and valuable content. That takes you to step number three. Offer your purpose-based product after they get the free and valuable content. Let me say that again. This is the three steps. If you do these three steps, I guarantee you, you're going to draw people to you. You don't have to go out and get them. They're going to come to you because they see your free, valuable content. Excuse me. Right now, your content is free, but it's not valuable. So I see when I go to Facebook, I see a lot of, when I go to Instagram, I see a lot of content, but it's not valuable. Now, there's some content that's valuable to other people. Hello, but it's not valuable to me because I'm an esoteric. So after the service, people ask me, okay, the stuff that you talk about, what is it? It's esoteric. So that should generate a question. And guess what it did? After the church service, it generated questions. That's the purpose of talking about constellations. So if you watch the video that I posted, now notice after I did the message at the church service, what did I do? I immediately, the next day almost, posted it on YouTube. Why? People watching it. And they asked me. After they watch it on my YouTube channel, they got questions. And guess what? I like questions. In fact, I love questions. That's lead generating marketing. That's email marketing. That's lead generating marketing. That takes me to number three. Because they're going to ask me a question. They're going to say, okay, Brother Will, what the is esoteric, man? Why you talk about esoteric stuff? How can you don't talk about biblical stuff? They say, what does esoteric mean? So I say, oh, the word esoteric means something that is understood by a small number of people. Esoteric simply means specialized or hidden knowledge. It just simply means stuff that's not, it's not hidden because it's hidden. It's hidden because people don't understand it. So esoteric knowledge is specialized stuff. It has to be explained, usually through didactic teaching. So when you talk about specialized, and you talk about private, and you talk about the word esoteric, it's not hidden. It's eso and exo. So eso means inner or inside knowledge. It's not inside because nobody, because it's hidden. It's inside because very few people can really explain it. So when I talk about the constellations, and people tell me that the zodiac is of the devil. So if you notice in that service that I did on Sunday, I spent the first 45 minutes talking about from Bible only. If you notice, go watch it. It's on my YouTube channel. If you go watch it, you're going to see all I did was use scriptures because I was in an environment that everybody believed in the scriptures. So if I was talking to a group of Satanists, what do you think I would have used? You think I would use any scriptures? Hell, I don't use no scriptures. I'll use esoteric information, and I would use biology, and I would use mathematics. That would be no scriptures whatsoever. But I wasn't in that environment. So you mean to tell me you're going to go talk to eighth graders, and you're going to use Harvard language, and you wonder why the eighth graders are not going to respond? You brothers, sisters, again, magnetize. Why? See, we work too hard. Like I'm a very busy man. But as my wife would tell you, because every night I say, honey, are you coming to bed? You've been down there for 10, 12 hours. Other than going to the gym and eating, I'm behind the computer. Why? I'm very busy. Am I busy because I have to be? I could automate my business, and I could be somewhere right now sipping pina coladas on the beach, because there is technology right now, today, that I could go buy, because I can afford it, that would automate my entire business. It would automatically deliver. It would automatically, let's go through the process. I have a website. I could put an opt-in. If you go to my website right now, MasterTeacher33, you're going to see, is people tell me all the time, Doc, where is your donation button on your page, man? Go to my website right now, MasterTeacher33.com. You're going to see a plethora of information content. Why? Remember, how do you get email addresses? How? Free content that answers questions, or AKA is valuable. What do I have on my website? I do not have an opt-in page. There's nowhere on my website where it says punch in your address and get a free ebook. Go to my website and look for yourself. Don't believe me. How come I don't have that on my website? I can't afford to do an opt-in page. Opt-in pages are free. You just post up there, put in your email address, and I will send you a free ebook on how to become a Master Teacher 33. Or I could do a plethora. Every one of my courses I could turn into a free ebook. I could turn this into a free ebook, and I can post an opt-in page. Number one, you get an opt-in page. They send you the email address, and then you go to MailChimp, and you set up an autoresponder. And you can put 6 months. I think you can put quite a bit. In other words, I can pre-write emails. So that way I don't have to personally. Everybody knows when you join my course what happens. You made a donation, and guess what happened? Nothing happened. Why? I couldn't email you back, and I was at the gym. Once I got back from the gym, or once I got off my show, if somebody purchased something right now, nothing happens. Why? I don't have an autoresponder. Why? That you can start off with MailChimp for free. I could set up an autoresponder. How come I don't? Because I want to service and sell. I just don't want to sell. Now, if I just want to sell, I could do that. But that's not purpose. Because remember, purpose is my person. My personality is a part of my purpose. Because my purpose comes from my name. It comes from my date of birth. It comes from my blood type. It comes from the ley lines that's in the town in Texas that I was born. So I was imprinted. That was an imprint placed on my soul, on my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect at the time and at the place of my birth. That imprint is on my soul. That burns in my soul. I'm imprinted with replacing error. So every day I wake up, I want to replace error. I have to silence that urge with the demiurge or purpose. So every day I wake up, there's a demonic horde that says, go out and express yourself. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important because I'm talking about establishing. These are three steps to establish a purpose base. I am not talking about the three steps to establish a manual. This is not three steps to establish an automated business. This is three steps to establish a purpose-based business. Now, I am not against a manual business, landscaping, truck driving, manual, you know, gardening with your hands, painting, you know, roof repair. That's a manual business. That's option one. You can have a manual business. Been there, done that. I have 58 of those. Y'all already know the story. Well, about half and half. Because the other half of the 58 jobs that I had, those was automated business, like multi-level marketing. So you can job, like, remember back in the day, way back in the day, you know, there was a company called Omnitrition, and I sold liquid vitamins. And then fire extinguishers. Then smoke detectors. Oh, man. Then, you know, I got involved with Amway. So I was involved with a lot of multi-level marketing companies, and you guys already know the story. Now, again, that was automated. I had an upline. They had a system in place. I just brought people in. I had a downline. So, and then my downline, if I couldn't solve the problem, I referred to the upline. And you guys know how multi-level marketing works. Made a few coins here and there. But it wasn't purpose-based. So I had time. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. So I'm interested in walking in the spirit, so I cannot and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I'm busy. My busy is my business. And my business is my purpose. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So this stops me from abusing my wife, stops me from abusing my children, stops me from abusing myself. How come I'm not on drugs? How come I'm not hooked out on alcohol? How come I don't smoke marijuana? How come I'm not strung out on crack? How come I don't have no other weird addictions? How come I'm, quote unquote, a normal person? Now, remember, whatever degree the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. So I have the potential tomorrow. I'm a high energy guy. Every day I wake up, my brain, I have to stay busy. If I automate my business, I free up my time. I'm busy on purpose, not because of time. So I've structured my business to maintain and to protect my spirit, because I'm living in a day and an age where your spirit is under constant attack. With what? Vibrations in the form of ELFs, extreme low frequencies, that's piped into your head that says, go grab a gun and go into a school and shoot up somebody. Or let's have some road rage. Or let's get angry at your neighbor because the dog keep barking. Let's go over there and curse him out. And tell him, if you don't put your dog on a leash, man, and silence him, I'm going to put a bullet in your head. Do you know how many people I run into every day? How many clients I have that's angry? Do you have any idea how many people are angry right now? They want to put their hands on somebody's throat. Remember in John 8:1, Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives. That means an alkaline thoughts. That means that I'm thinking love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. I don't want to hurt anybody. Those thoughts don't come into my head. Why? And then there's peace and victory. So why do I have peace and victory? Is every area of my life victorious? No. But is every part of my brain victorious? Yes. So the glass is not only half full, the glass is overflowing. People say, well, brother, I don't understand, man, because don't you got problems in your life? Sure. So how come those problems don't take center stage? Because my life is magnetized. My life is monetized and my life is maximized. Well, how'd you do that, Brother Will? Every day I wake up, I set my intention and I post content on all of my social media platforms that draw people to that. And after they like it, I notice every day, every week I get anywhere from 1 to 5 new friend requests on Facebook. Now, some of them are those fake friend requests that you get in this, you know, some naked woman or some 3-year-old kid, or, you know, you can tell the fake ones. They got pictures of flowers. There's no person. There's no history. You know, you get those fake friend requests on Facebook. Yeah, you just delete those. But then you get a true person, and then I ask them, how did you find out about me? You know what they say? I saw your YouTube video. Or I've been following your posts. You post relevant stuff. Ding, ding, ring-a-ling-ling. That's it. That's the key to becoming a millionaire. But you start by posting free content that is valuable. Let me say that again. You start by posting free content that is valuable. to you that answers a problem. That's going to give you an email address. Now, after somebody like your stuff, they're going to start asking you. I guarantee you, you're going to post something on your page. Now, again, go look at my page if you want to look. If you want an example, and you're going to see stuff on my page that's going to be like, "What the is this brother talking about?" CSF. So this dude, I got to post today. I post the cerebral cortex is a cherubim, and the cherubim is Christ. And Christ is the cerebral spinal cord fluid. And on the cover of my book, CFF, it says, the cerebral spinal fluid, which is Christ, climbs the 33 vertebrae bones, which is Jacob's ladder, and it meets the 12 cranial nerves, which are the 12 disciples, and it ignites the pineal gland, which is your resurrection. So that's how you, that's resurrection. Now, if you're a traditional Christian, you're going to have a big problem with that. You're gonna go on my page. You can say, "Brother Will, I don't know what you're talking about. You of the devil. You're gonna die and bust hell wide open." And I will say, for more information, please email me at masterteacher33.com. Have a blissful day, my brother. Or there's gonna be somebody that's a biologist and say, "Hey, dude, you're taking a very complex issue. You're talking about the central nervous system that is connected to the base of the skull, by which the cerebral spinal cord fluid flows. Therefore, you're trying to explain a very complex, medical scientific term in a very simplest way." Then you will see me. For more information, please email me at masterteacher33.com, and I'll be happy to, share some additional information with you. Or you can say, somebody will post, "Oh, Brother Will, that is awesome, man. Man, I love what you're saying, man. You got any more information about that?" Sure, for more information, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That's how I get all my email addresses. That's how I started. That's how I became a millionaire. And guess how I'm going to go to – how do you think I'm going to grow my business and scale my business to $2 million status? The same way. What way is that, Brother Will? Okay, there's another post on my page. I posted a cover of my book, Replacing Error, Replacing Lies with Truth, Not the Truth. And on the cover of the book, it says, "The God that most people worship in ignorance is the Archon and the creator of this world, and his name is Lucifer or Lucifer." And there are some people who clicked, they liked. And there are some people, not today, but usually I get a comment that says, "Who the is Lucifer? I thought his name was Lucifer. What's the difference?" Bam. For more information, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. And the story goes on. So I do this every day. I post relevant, free content that is valuable. It ain't valuable to everybody. Do you think a sixth grader gives a flying banana about the cerebral spinal cord fluid and whether or not it is the esoteric, that means inner circle, that means within, or it is the exo, that means without or the outside? A sixth grader, they don't give a flying banana. But there are some people that do. Brothers and sisters, I guarantee you, as I talked about in the private group, as we went through the 7 hours, again, this is a part of that series that I did that breaks down. So I'm going to include that because this is the three steps by which to establish your purpose-based electromagnetic automated business. But it's automated not with technology. It's automated with theology. It's automated with biology. And it's automated with cosmology. That's what I talked about on Sunday's message. Why? Those three things are immutable. As I talked about in Sunday's message. That means I can prove it because, again, the cosmos has been around and it hasn't changed since the beginning of 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 the beginning of, the beginning of time. I don't care how far you go back to recorded history. The Earth has always evolved around the sun. The sun has always been in our solar system. And there's other galaxies and other solar systems out there since the beginning of time on every ancient document. Since the beginning of time, there's been something called, again, Homo erectus, or Homo gargantuan, or Homo Neanderthal, a Homo sapien. But there's been some type of a homo, what we call mankind or kind of man. And their biological structure has been pretty much the same. So I can look at biology, and everybody got a heart, they got lungs, they got kidneys, They got legs. They got eyes. Biology, it hasn't changed. Some people got bigger hearts. Some people got smaller ones. Some people got longer arms. But the basic internal structure from a biological perspective has not changed. Well, guess what? Theology is the same. But man can manipulate letters, but they cannot manipulate the cosmos. Now, they can tell you a lie about the cosmos, but if you do the research, the cosmos hasn't changed. If you do the research, biology hasn't changed. And if you do the really, really, really research, the word of God is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes either. Man changes what God said, but God doesn't change, according to James chapter 3. So my job is to connect you with infallible, infallible. Now, the problem is when you give somebody infallible, they have a choice between tradition and infallibility. Based on my experience, most, they continue with tradition in spite of infallible proof. That's okay. You don't try to remember, if you talk somebody into something, you got to continue to talk them into staying with something. I don't talk nobody into joining my system. They see my value or they don't. So the people that don't see my value, guess what I do? They vibrate away from me and I vibrate away from them. Why? We're on different frequencies. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I can provide mutual respect. I respect you for your vibratory rate. You respect me for, so I just vibrate with people of like mind. If people don't vibrate like me, I'm on a whole different planet than they are on. There's nothing wrong with that. I am a celestial christened being. There's a lot of people that they are a terrestrial carbon being. So I encounter a lot of terrestrial carbon-based being. That means flesh. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible gives you a choice. You can walk in the spirit or you'll walk in the flesh. You can tell a tree by its fruit. That's the word that I read. So I'm magnetizing spirit because if I don't, what happens? See, I don't have a choice. A lot of people have a choice. If I don't walk in the spirit, what happens? That energy has to be expressed. It's going to be expressed positively or negatively. But guess what, boo-boo? It is going to be expressed. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm in the shed. I've already been on the dark side of my gift. And the dark side of my gift is not good. It's good for me. It's not good for other folk. The people that are around me, it doesn't benefit them. Because, again, I become very selfish. And I just do things that benefit, you know, Will, Willie, and William. All three of us, oh, we good. But everybody else around Will, Willie, and William, yeah, their life sucks. So I have a choice every day to magnetize my spirit or magnetize my flesh. That's what I'm saying. So purpose-based is spiritual. Manual and automated is fleshly. Because an idle mind is a devil workshop. I don't have a business to make sales. I have a business to extend service. Because the Bible says if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. It didn't say learn to sell of all. It didn't say to be the greatest salesman. It said to be the greatest serviceman. So I've already done sales. And I realized that it made my ego feel good. Because I made money. I didn't change lives. Now every day I wake up, I get things about, man, me and my wife is getting ready to get a divorce. I just had a young couple, and the wife left the husband. Things was going bad. Talked to him and said, man, please talk to my husband, please. He didn't want to talk to me. Over a year, the husband said, I ain't talking to that dude. Now he talks to me. Why? I have solutions. Not because I'm a guru, but because I'm a failure. I failed. So I can tell anybody who's married what not to do. I may not know what to do, but I damn sure know what not to do. I can tell you, bro, if your wife talking to you and you are offering solutions and you ain't listening to her, and if you do not say these words, honey, I am sorry, I guarantee you, you're not going to be married very long. I don't care how great you are. You can be good in bed. You can make all kind of money. Now, she may stay with you. She may be there physically, but mentally, she's gone. Guaranteed. Women are not interested in solutions, men. They got a brain, and their brain works better than yours. Women like men who can freaking sit down and listen. Now, I know it's hard for us men because we do a lot of stuff. And I'm guilty of the same thing. But when me and my wife start having problems, I know that what I'm doing is I'm putting my business, our other things before my wife. And so when she talks, sometimes I don't listen because I'm doing a show. I'm doing a one-on-one. I'm focused on my business. I'm focused on increasing sales. I got all of these things that I do because that's my purpose. But once you marry somebody, then that means that the other person becomes just as important as your purpose. I didn't say that it was more. I'm just saying it is mutual. So you got to give mutual energy. You have to make time. Otherwise, you might want to be single because you're not going to have a great relationship. You may have a relationship, but it's not going to be toe curling. Your toes ain't going to be curled because you're not putting no energy into the relationship. So magnetization is simply the result of putting energy in the things that you want to expand. That's all magnetism is. So I put energy only in. Remember, most people I know, they put all their energy into problems. They talk about their problem. They go home to their problem. They live with their problem. They talk to their problem. They coddle their problem. They feed their problem. They nurse their problem. They enable their problem. And then they wonder why they have a problem. That's about 99% of the people that I know. They got problems because they tell you and they tell me, Doc, I want to do, man, I'm tired of working, bro. I'm tired of doing this 9-to-5. I'm tired of Groundhog's Day. Oh, really? Okay, cool. Because I know how to, I got a system in place that will assist you. Guaranteed. Okay, sign me up for that program. Now, how did I get that person? Number one, free content that has value. This is free content. This has value. You listening to me right now, you know what I'm saying has value. Because, ain't nobody else out there telling you what I'm telling you. What am I telling you? Facebook is free. Instagram is free. TubeMogul is free. Twitter is free. LinkedIn is free. Snapchat is free. All social platforms are free. You can go to Google right now for free. You can take an image off of Google for free. You can go to Google and type in any subject you want and click enter, and it's going to bring you up a plethora of things related to that subject. And you take that subject that somebody else talked about, a picture that somebody else took, and you take it and you post it on Facebook and you make a comment or post it on any social media. And you continue to do that, and you're going to draw and build a platform and an audience. It's called a community. Then you police your own community. It's called community policing. Now, back in the day when I was a cop, cops used to walk a beat. We would park our vehicle, we'd get on our bikes, or we would get out and we would walk around the community. Cops don't do that no more because they're scarred. They might get shot up. Why? Nobody likes cops because most of them suckers are dirty. Now, I know my brother's still a cop. He's one of the few good ones. I used to be a cop. So I'm not talking about shit since I read of a book. Cops are dirty. They have to be because the guys that hire them, they dirty. The chief dirty. The city council's dirty. The mayor's dirty. Do y'all see what's going on in Washington right now? Trump's whole staff, pretty much, his whole staff is on charges. How come nobody charged Trump with nothing? Another study for another time. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying, what if you're the guy that's not dirty? You're going to have a lot of people that don't like you, and you're going to have a lot of people that do like you. Your job is to provide free content that's valuable to the people that do like you. They like what you're saying. Then y'all start a conversation. This is called relationship marketing, by the way. And once you establish a relationship, they're going to ask you a question that needs answering but can't be answered in a simple conversation or an email. Somebody asked me, Doc, is his name really Jesus? Okay. Well, I got 20 hours of audio based on the sacred name movement. It's called the unutterable name. So if somebody asks me that question, I provide them with a product. That's called the last piece of the puzzle. Offer them a product that solves or answers their problem or their question. Somebody say, Doc, I've been trying to lose weight. I got stubborn weight around my midsection. I've lost weight other ways and this, that, and the other. How do I lose these stubborn pounds, this last 10 or 15 pounds? Answer, frequent intense training. I can't answer that question in an email. It'd take too long. I can't answer it on the phone, you know, in a free 5-minute phone call. I can't answer that on social media. I can't post the answer to that question on Facebook. But I do have a product, service, or information. I have a book called Theocentric Nutrition. I have a course called Frequent Intense Training. I can offer you both of those products at a discount. But notice how I started. What about what I'm talking about right now? Now, this is free content. Now, you're going to ask me, okay, doc, that sounds good. You gave me three pieces of the puzzle. You told me how to magnetize or create a magnetic email list by offering free, valuable content to establish potential customers called lead. That's a lead magnet. That's a lead generating. What you just told me was lead generation. So now I got a bunch of leads. I got 2,000 friends on Facebook. Those all 2,000 are potential clients. How do I turn a potential client, a lead, into a customer? Okay, you need something called a purpose-based product. So the purpose of this class is to produce that purpose-based product. That's the purpose of the class. Now, we went through the steps by which to produce a digital product. And we talked about everybody, number one, leveraging information. We talked about how to leverage your information. We talked about how to leverage your service. And we talked about how to leverage your product knowledge. That produces a system or a series of actions that's called a natural process, like a product. So the product comes from the process. The process comes from a principle, and the principle comes from a purpose. Remember that? We talked about that in the paid series. So if there's no purpose, there is no principles. That means you'll do anything for money. But you ain't got no principles. You ain't got no morals. You ain't got no values. Not you, you know, but, you know, people you know. So without principles, then you do not have a purpose. So if my purpose is to replace error with truth, that means I need to provide truth. So if somebody asks me, is his name Jesus? I need to provide proof. If I call his name Yahushua, which I do, I need to provide proof that his name is Yahushua. Because that's the whole purpose of why I'm here. I'm here to replace error with truth. So if I say King James is a version of the truth, if I say most religions that we have on earth today, whether they be Abrahamic religions, Islam, Cuba, or whether they be Christian religions, cross, they both come from a code. And the cube and the cross are symbols of a deeper substance. What's the substance? If you look at the cross, it's pointing in four directions. The fifth direction is in the middle of the cross, or the walls. So the cross represents the heart. The heart has four walls. The cross has four directions. A cube has four angles. So the cross and the cube are pointing you in a one direction. That is inside of the walls. Because the heart has four vowels, but the fifth element is always missing. In everything, there's four letters of the DNA. Really? No, there's five. How come nobody talk about the fifth letter of the DNA? Everybody talking about the A, C, G, T. What's the fifth letter? P. But nobody talks about the P. There's four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. How come nobody talk about the fifth gospel, Thomas? There's four letters of the name of God, YHVH. No, that's five, YHSVH. How come nobody talks about the fifth? The fifth element is always missing. So the cross is a code, because each point of the cross points a direction, north, south, the top of the cross, north, bottom of the cross, south, right of the cross, east, left of the cross, west. four directions that point outward. So that way you can understand the fifth direction, which is inward, the symbol itself. That's esoteric. What is eso? Eso means inside. Exo means outside. Christ gave both. So Christ taught exoteric and esoteric. That's called a parable. That's a parable. That's a, again, something that is an allegory and symbol, symbolism. So that's what I teach. I teach what the outside mean and what the inside mean, so that way you can find your direction, which way you should go. So the key to over understand the cross and the cube and the code is it's all the language of multidimensionalism, or the language of multidirectionalism, which is the language that says there's one language but multiple divisions within that language. I'm speaking English, but yet I'm connecting with people on multiple levels. So there is one God, but there are multiple ways by which we connect with that one God. That's called frequencies. That's where we get. They say, well, brother, I don't believe you. Okay, we got one color. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in prism. Now, I'm going to ask you the question. What exists on the left of the prism? What exists on the right? Okay, I need some biblical preach, Brother Will. I'm not into no freaking science. No problem. Go to Genesis. What existed before Adam fell? I talked about this Sunday. What existed before Adam fell? Whatever existed before Adam fell, that's what you should be doing. That's what I do. I don't exist after the fall, because that's angles, that's geometry, that's the flower of life. That's what's taught today. Sacred geometry, fallen light, that's all multiple dimensionalism that brings about confusion. What do you mean, Brother Will? Go to the Tower of Babel. What existed before the Tower of Babel, and they start speaking multiple languages? What existed, brother? What existed, sister? Before the Bible says there was one language, and they were all on one accord, and there was not no thing or nothing that they could not accomplish. I'm on that program. I'm on the program of solving every freaking problem on the damn planet. I'm not on the program of multidimensionalism. I'm on the program of starting in multidimensionalism and going back to source, which is singularity. Single standing column of waveform energy. But you got to start, brother. You have to start. Where do you start? You start where you at. You bloom where you planet. So the goal is to understand. I'm not against Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's where everybody starts. How do you know, Brother Will? Well, I read Hebrews 6:1, which I talk about in every show. So you start there. Hebrews 6:1, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Then it says, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of dead works. So again, now you can lay the foundation over and over and over again, or you can go on like the scripture tells us to. I'm just one of those dudes that like to go on. I'm always growing. I'm always evolving. That's why I always have clients. Because the clients know in their spirit what I'm saying resonates with their spirit, not their flesh. Because that's my intention, is to magnetize the spirit. I'm not interested in magnetizing people's flesh. There's a plethora of programs out there that makes you a lot of money, where you can get a nice car and a big house and ride around and get digits. I did that already. It was very, very successful, by the way. However, now I'm frying bigger fish. I'm frying spiritual fish. So the goal is to magnetize, monetize, maximize. How? Email magnetization, lead magnetization, and then product or client magnetization. So I start with getting emails. How? By delivering free content that has value. It is so valuable that it forces people. They don't want to. Because really, people are comfortable, just like me. I was comfortable. I was not interested in changing. I was just happily, with my foe and no more. But there was something deep down in my spirit that kept nugging on me. After 50 years of ignoring it, I finally had to give in. And that thing was the thing that was gnawing on my spirit was saying, Negro, you're not living a real life. You know that you're fake. You know that you go to church and you have a form of godliness. This is when I was licensed and ordained preaching the first time around. I had everybody remember, I was a Facebook hero, but I was a real life zero. because I didn't have no substance. I could not solve problems. I could not solve my own financial problem. I could not solve my own marital problems. I could not solve my own physical problems. And I surely could not solve my own spiritual or wisdom problems. So life was sucking. But on the outside, I had a car, had a house, you know, had, you know, met my family, first family. And then, hey, on the outside, I looked good. But on the inside, ravenous wolves. That's what's going on today. Got a bunch of fake people. They go to church, they look good. Follow them home. Be a wall in somebody's house for one day. Find your guru, whoever he or she may be, and be a fly on the wall for one day. So when me and my wife have problems, I can always tell because the energy changes. And so I ask the question. So this is, again, this is the same process by which I solve relationship problems. I know something is off because the energy of the vibration is off. So I provide free content that has valuable information. It produces a question that starts a conversation. It has a mutual exchange of information. And based upon the information that is exchanged, my wife may say something that solves the problem, so we do that. Or I may say something that solves the problem, so we do that. So there's a mutual exchange of information. There's no dictatorship. Nobody's always right. Nobody's always wrong. There's a mutual exchange of information. So you need to provide something that's free and that has value. Anytime there is a perceived energy change. So if the energy is not love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, if that is not the energy in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship, then there has to be something that is more valuable than that. What is more valuable? If you're the most valuable is the fruit of the spirit. So right now, if you are not in a mental disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, I got some free content for you. So if you email me at masterteacher32.com@gmail.com, I'm going to send you some free content that will give you some information to explain to you why you're not vibrating in a high level. I already know. Because your outside Satan's reality is overriding God's mentality. Now, I can tell you that, but I need to give you the proof. So if you email me, I give you the proof. That shows me I can already tell that you're not vibrating, because that's the only way that a problem can exist is if you're not immersed in a solution. A problem cannot exist if you are immersed in the solution. You cannot have the solution and the problem at the same time. So if a problem exists, that means that your brain is not immersed in a solution. Why? You probably don't know what the solution is. So guess what I do? I provide you with a solution. And then once you get exposed to the solution, bam, you go from being a lead, a potential prospect, to asking me, oh, okay, Brother Will, how much it costs to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center? Then I say, okay, it's $1,000 right now, or 5 payments of $250. Well, I can't really do that right now. No problem. I will send you my ebook for free, Dare to Be You. I'll also send you my ebook, The Eagles Club, for free. Between those two books and your disposition that says, I want to join, or I have, or I am joining the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Once you make that statement, the universe will send you the money. You don't need the money. God will send you the money. I tell everybody that. If you don't have the money to buy my program today, you will have it probably within the next 5 to maybe 14, 15 days, depending on where you're at. How do you get the money? Simply saying, I am going to enroll, or I am enrolled. I have $250 to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And guess what happens? The universe, because the program is the universe. So when you say, I am, the program responds to that. The universe responds to that, because the universe only responds to a made-up mind. So the only way that you don't have, because you have it, but the only way that you can't see that you have it, you haven't made up your mind that you have it. So you got to make up your mind. Again, that's my book, Diligence, that explains as soon as you make up in your mind to align your design with God's mind, bam. You change. That's all you got to do. The moment that you make up your mind to take your design, that's the way God made you, and align it with God's mind. That's the word of God. Guess what happens? Boom. Everything that you need for life and godliness, you already have. So you give what you have. And then the universe sends you the everything that you need, men, means, and resource, because really you already got it. So the universe just reveals it to you. So that way you can see it. You're like, oh, that's right. I forgot I had that 401k from a job that I had 5 years ago. Oh, that's right. I forgot the income tax is coming in. Oh, you know what? I forgot I had this money or had that money. Or, you know what? I forgot I have a lawnmower sitting in the what you call them, and everybody in the neighborhood needs their grass cut. So if I do it, you know, $100 a yard, man, I have the money to pay for Brother Will's course. Or I have this, that, and another. I forgot my job is offering overtime right now. They need people. So if I work X amount of dollars for overtime, multiply that times 10 days, bam, I have enough money. There's all kind of ways by which to generate money. Money is just creativity. So once you become more creative, bam, you draw more money. Then you draw the program. You get your Dear Kinnear report. You get the life optimization circle. You start listening to all the shows. You change your disposition. Now you start vibrating in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such thing, there is no law. No lower law can come up against the higher law. What is the higher law? There's five frequencies to the higher law. The higher laws, five. Remember, this is the law of five. Everything has five dimensions because the word of God is five dimensional. That's why they're coming out with 5G to try to attack the 5G. So we've got five little G's that's taking on the five frequencies of the big G. So according to Hebrews 4:12, so this five dimensional word of God is destroying the 5G technology of the lesser gods. So we got technology going up against theology. Let's see which one wins. I got my money on theology. The word of God cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it was sent. So brothers and sisters, if you want to align your design with God's mind, the email today is teacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way I can send you some free content where you can mull over that content. And you will see that I'm sent on this earth to replace error with truth. So brothers and sisters, it's an honor and a privilege to break bread with you today. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the
I'm a god up on this microphone. I came to raise a throne, vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home. I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own. The mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own. The mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. You'll find it. Everything I do is from God.